What's the difference between matcha caffeine versus coffee caffeine? In this video, we're going to find out. We're going to be comparing the caffeine in matcha versus coffee and seeing which drink has more. We'll also dive into the chemical components within the tea leaf that make a huge difference when it comes to how the body metabolizes the caffeine in matcha versus the caffeine in coffee. Let's get started. Before we compare the caffeine in matcha versus coffee, we first need to understand what matcha is. Matcha is essentially a powdered green tea, but it has to be made from special leaves. The tea plants used to make matcha are shaded for 3 weeks before the harvest. The reason the tea plant is covered like this is that exposure to the sunlight causes the leaf to produce more catechins and less theanine. The catechins are responsible for the bitter flavors in a green tea, so if a farmer wants to produce a smoother and sweeter matcha, the tea has to be shaded. Next, the top three sprouts of the tea plant are harvested, as these are the smoothest in flavor and the richest in nutrients. These leaves are gathered up to be steamed and dried, just like any other type of Japanese green tea. The leaves then have their stems removed to improve the flavor even further, and finally they are ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill. As you will see, the unique production process really affects the difference in caffeine in matcha versus coffee, creating a high caffeine content with a completely unique sensation. When discussing the production process of matcha, you'll notice we mentioned the concentration of theanine in the tea leaves. This is an amino acid found only in two species of plants, one of which is the tea plant. The tea plant is shaded to produce higher levels of this amino acid, and the primary purpose of this is to produce a sweeter tea. There is a secondary purpose, however. Theanine is thought to slow the absorption of caffeine and buffer some of its negative side effects. This is why there's such a big difference when it comes to comparing the caffeine in matcha versus coffee. Coffee gives you a rapid jolt of energy, followed by a crash shortly after, and with matcha, the energy is more calm and spread out throughout a longer period of time. Matcha drinkers also report having less of the jitters and crash that are normally associated with drinking coffee. So while it is possible to have more caffeine in matcha versus coffee, you may not feel it right away, because the matcha caffeine is more of a slow burn. You'll have the energy to get the work done, but without the negative side effects that come with a lot of other caffeinated drinks. So this might surprise you, but there's actually more caffeine in matcha than with coffee. But how is this possible? I thought green tea was supposed to be a low-caffeine alternative to coffee. In most cases, you would be right. Green tea tends to have a lower caffeine content. The caffeine can really be influenced by a number of different factors in the production and the preparation of the tea. When you grow the tea plant under shade, only harvest the young sprouts, and remove the stems from the leaves, you raise the caffeine content of the tea. Furthermore, when it comes to matcha, you are mixing the tea leaves directly into water and drinking them whole. This means that you get all the nutritional benefits and the caffeine from the leaf all at once. If you want to raise the caffeine content of matcha, it's as simple as adding more powder. We recommend to use 2 grams of powder and 100 milliliters of water, but you can just as easily double that, and now you have a cup of tea with significantly more caffeine than a cup of coffee. This is how you end up with more caffeine in matcha versus coffee. But let's talk about the numbers. A small cup of coffee is estimated to have between 80 and 100 milligrams of caffeine per cup. Nowadays, it's common to drink coffee in larger quantities, so these estimates may be on the lower end of what you see at your favorite coffee shop. Matcha has around 68 milligrams of caffeine per 2 grams of powder, which is the amount used to make half a cup of matcha. If you want to double the portion and make a full, coffee-sized mug of matcha tea, you are already at 136 milligrams of caffeine. You can then add in even more matcha powder from there. Just keep in mind that each teaspoon of ceremonial-grade matcha will be an additional 68 milligrams of caffeine. So if you're really looking to cut back your caffeine intake, matcha is actually not the right choice. However, the caffeine in matcha versus coffee functions very differently. You may notice that by making the switch to matcha caffeine versus coffee caffeine, you notice far less side effects. If you are feeling that the headaches, jitters, and crash that you get from coffee isn't worth a short burst of energy, you may want to see if matcha makes a difference. One more important thing to keep in mind before we leave is that to benefit from the caffeine in matcha, you need to go for a premium matcha. A lot of the benefits of a matcha come from the long, labor-intensive production process. To produce a cheaper matcha, a farmer will skip a lot of the steps like the shading, the careful harvest, and the removal of the stems. The resulting tea will be less expensive, but it will also be yellower in color, more bitter in flavor, and lower in nutrients. The caffeine level will also be lower, with half the amount as premium ceremonial grade matcha. You might be thinking that you can just use twice as much of this matcha and you will still get the same effect, but it will not produce the same results because the theanine will be lower as well. With the lower quality matcha teas, you may notice not only a more bitter flavor, but actually a more jittery energy. What you want to go for is first harvest ceremonial grade matcha. Luckily, we have picked out some great ones for you. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of different farmers and sampled hundreds of different types of teas. We've ultimately selected a small handful of our favorites, and we're happy to share them with all of you. Just browse our list of ceremonial grade matcha and see which ones speak to you. Another way to support this channel is by liking this video and subscribing to see more tea videos in the future. If you have any questions about matcha or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.